Daniel. Chapter 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, 3520 AH 522 BC, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem, and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with part of the vessels of the house temple of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spoke to Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's offspring, and of the princes, children in whom there was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the language of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat, and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end of which they might stand before the king. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, God is my judge, Hananiah, whom Jehovah has favored, Mishael, who is comparable to God, and Azariah, whom God helps, to whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, because he gave to Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, keeper of hidden treasures of Bel, and to Ananiah, Shadrach, inspired by the sun god, and to Mishael, Meshach, of the goddess Shach, and to Azariah, Abednego, the servant of the shining fire. But Daniel determined in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who has appointed your meat and your drink, because why should he see your faces worse in appearance than the children who are of your kind? Then you will cause me to endanger my own head to the king. Then Daniel said to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, I urge, ask, plead with you, test your servants, 10 days, and let them give us only vegetables to eat, and water to drink. Then let our appearances be looked upon before you, and the appearance of the children who eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as you see, deal with your servants. So he consented to them in this matter, and tested them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days their appearances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children who ate the portion of the king's meat. So Melzar took away the portion of their meat, and the wine that they should drink, and gave them vegetables only. As for these 4 children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king had said he would bring them in, the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, therefore they stood before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding, that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even to the first year of King Cyrus.